Eid al-Fitr with the spectators, as we're seeing over there. And he has just begun his speech, so let's hear what the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has to say.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa ja'ala adh-dhulumata wan-nur thumma alladhina kafaru bi rabbihim ya'dilun. نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونصلي ونسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه سيدنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد
Peace be upon the Prophet and his progeny.
وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين وصلى على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين عيد سعيد فطر.
I congratulate all Muslims on this very auspicious occasion of Eid al-Fitr, and also I would like to felicitate the great nation of Iran and also all other Islamic nations and the Islamic Ummah. Eid al-Fitr has two major characteristics, and the first one is that is the spirituality and the innocence that dominates the souls of the Muslim nations and also all the faithful because of the observances during the holy month of Ramadan. And fasting is one of these observances, which is refraining from worldly pleasures during the long hours of fasting. And we try to suppress our carnal and physical needs during the fasting time. Besides that, we try to renew our relations with God and the Holy Quran and familiarize ourselves with the concepts of our religion. And also we pray and we exercise supplication and we get closer to our Creator during the days and the nights of the holy month of Ramadan, especially the Qadr nights. All of these bring some spirituality to our life, some innocence to our souls, and of course, as I said, during these observances we learn great lessons, and we should make the best use of these. One of these lessons is that a faithful human being can have great achievements and can, as I said, suppress the carnal needs and pleasures And this is a very important point. Sometimes we tell ourselves that we cannot fight against these needs. But the fasting during the holy month of Ramadan stands witness to the fact that when we exercise our will, our strong will, we can overcome these worldly pleasures, and we should not be, and we will not be lured by these physical needs. We can, as I said, overcome these with the help of God Almighty and liberate our souls from these. This strong will and the lessons we learn from exercising that can help ourselves to liberate our souls from these bad habits, habits that sort of keep us behind, both spiritually and worldly-wise. And we learn lessons, as I said, of overcoming hurdles and obstacles. Besides that, we also exercise compassion towards others, helping others, and we become less self-centered, and we start thinking and caring about others. You can see that, fortunately, during the past couple of years and also this year, we have seen so many examples of charity, of people building mosques, contributing to the different kinds of social charity, and they give food to the poor and share their food with them without standing to any kind of ceremony. Very simple meals were distributed. This spirit of cooperation and compassion are very important and very valuable that clean our souls. There were so many of the poor that received alms and assistance and also donations of blood. When officials said that blood was needed in the month of Ramadan, many, many people donated their own blood. And this is what I mean by forgetting our self-centeredness, to give priority to the needs of others over the needs of ourselves. And this is all because of the spirit of the holy month of Ramadan. And this year, as we heard from reliable sources, this year the general atmosphere of the country was very spiritual, particularly during the Qadr nights and the holy hours of those nights. Especially the youth participated in different kinds of ceremonies of prayer and supplication. And people from all walks of life were there, with different kinds of interests and also tastes. Politically speaking, socially speaking, all of them started praying to Almighty God, and all of them got closer to their Creator. And this attention and seeking help from God and the success that follows itself is a manifestation of the kindness of God, the attention that God pays to the faithful. And in the prayer of the month of Ramadan, we hear that we tell God that it was He Himself that taught the faithful to be thankful. It was He Himself that brought us success and taught us how to thank the Lord and praise the Lord. When we call the Lord Allah, as we hear this in a poem, it says, just using the word Allah shows our allegiance to the Lord Almighty. The fact that we familiarize our heart with God and we talk to them, this is a manifestation of the kindness of God towards human beings. And this means that God will answer our prayers. We have experienced this spiritual pleasure, particularly the youth, during the holy month of Ramadan, because they are more innocent than older people, and we should cherish these moments. We should use the potentials of prayer and the recitations of the Holy Quran and different kinds of religious scriptures so that we can bring innocence and light to our heart. This is one characteristic of Eid al-Fitr. It brings this light to our soul and our heart, a light that comes from the month of Ramadan. The second characteristic is in your prayer. The manifestation and the symbol of the unity of the great nation of Islam. Their congregation is a manifestation of their unity, and this is very valuable. This should be taken as a lesson of Ramadan, and we should cherish this, as I said, and this is the result of the spiritual value of the month of Ramadan. Particularly because we Muslims, and particularly Iranians, are blessed with Imam Khomeini and also the Quds Day that he initiated and brought unity to the world of Islam. And this year, the Quds Day, we witnessed the great march of the Iranian nation that was the focus of attention of all Muslims from different corners of the world. And the Iranians chanted in unison that they support the oppressed nation of Palestine. And I consider this my duty to thank our nation because of this great movement, this great measure. My brothers and sisters, and all the Iranian nation, we have to cherish this spiritual atmosphere, and we will be blessed by God, and we should use this potential because this has been bestowed by God upon us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين
والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
We praise the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny.
وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين سيما علي أمير المؤمنين والصديقة الطاهرة سيدة نساء العالمين والحسن والحسين سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والخلف القائم المهدي. صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم أجمعين وصلى على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين. أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله. تقوى إلهي را در آنچه که میگوییم و میشنویم.
We have to remember God in whatever we do and whatever we say, our thoughts and our deed, and we should always try to be pious. There is one thing I want to say about the Quds Day, the International Day of Quds this year, and this great movement in the Islamic world is finding its deserved place and status, and it's becoming more prevalent among Muslims. This year, the Islamic world witnessed demonstrations by different walks of life and different parts of the world. We started from Indonesia towards the West, which is Africa and Nigeria. In Muslim countries all over the world, wherever people were permitted to express their will during the Quds Day, hordes of people took to streets and proved what they felt about Quds. Even Muslims in Europe, minorities which suffer a lot of pressure from European governments, those minorities even celebrated this day. And this is witness to the fact that the cause of Palestine, in spite of what the oppressors and their supporters intend, is becoming more and more important for Muslims all over the world. They wanted to erase the name of Palestine from the memory of all Muslims. They were intent upon wiping Palestine off the map of the world of Islam, and they did their best within the past 60 years, the past years since this great calamity. But what has happened is actually opposite what they wanted to achieve. Nowadays, the world of Islam is very sensitive towards the Palestinian cause, and they do really care because there has been an awakening among Muslims. If this awakening took place in 1948, where and when Palestine officially was occupied by Zionists, if this awakening had taken place then history would take a different turn. And this very unfortunate event would not happen. Nowadays, Muslims of the world are alert, are vigilant, and God willing, this will go on. And I will have to tell you that one of the most important elements contributing to this support all over the world for Palestine is the steadfastness of the Palestinians themselves. I hail them, I praise this nation. They did prove that they deserve the name of Muslims and this faith, and they are a living nation, an active nation. I would here and now like to express support for the legitimate government of Palestine and Mr. Haniya. I would like to tell them that we will stand by them and will always support them. On the other hand, we have the Zionist enemy that, as far as its spirits are concerned, is growing weaker and weaker. Nowadays, the heads of Zionists confess to the fact that their days are over and they are being defeated, and Muslims will one day see that, and we hope that the present generation of Palestinians will witness the day when the lands will be given back to Palestine and to their rightful owners. And the people of Palestine will be able to live there as they deserve, a life of dignity. The second thing that I would like to underline is that nowadays the world of Islam is the target of a media campaign of the enemies of Islam. And this should be paid attention to by all Muslims, especially the elite, the religious figures, political figures. They should all be aware of this fact. They shouldn't forget that this campaign against Muslims and their sanctities is worldwide. And this is not because our enemies are stronger than before. It's because they are feeling desperate and weak against Muslims and their great movement. That's why they resort to different kinds of psychological warfare, and they try to threaten and intimidate Muslims. And the solution is that Muslims should unite to and should solidify their ranks. And one more time, I would like to say on behalf of the Iranian nation, and I would like to tell all Muslims and call upon them to unite and not to be deceived by our mutual enemies. These people want to create a gap between Muslims. They want to separate Muslims. They want to divide and rule. They are not our friends, the friends of Shias or Muslims. They are the enemies of Islam, and they want to undermine our faith, our religion, and they want us to fight each other. Where we have the flag of Islam, all countries should unite around this flag. And this is where they target us. We are all brothers of each other. We are making progress, and very fast too. And this achievement belongs to the whole Islamic nation and Ummah. This progress is the progress of the Islamic nation. I would like to also speak to Iranians, and this recommendation for unity and solidarity also applies to everyone inside the country. We should not divide. Whatever we have achieved so far is because of the solidarity and the unity of our nation. And this doesn't mean that we should all have the same taste, the same interests. It means that these different tastes and the people of different tastes should come together and think first and foremost of the national interest, and to give priority to national interest over their own. And this is true in different arenas, political or social. These days are the days when Muslims are taking great steps, making great achievements. And this, as I said, is in the focus of attention of people all over the world. Fortunately, we are on the verge of the fourth decade after the victory of our revolution, and our country is alert, is motivated, and our youth are very active and enthusiastic. They're all ready in the battleground, and they want to work in science, in technology, in different kinds of social activities. And also, I would like to say that our political atmosphere is very vital and very active. And it is very important for everybody, especially the elite, the social elite, the political elite, the important figures of the country. They have to remember that unity is the most important concern nowadays for our country. We have to give it priority. God always advises us that finally, at the end of the day, those who are faithful and pious will turn out to be victorious. Those who forget about self-interest and they work for the good of all and want to bring dignity to their nation and their religion will become victorious. I ask God to help us do this and to bless the soul of Imam Khomeini and all the martyrs, and to bring dignity to our nation.
Okay, live from Musalla, the holy site north of the capital, Tehran, what you just witnessed was the speech there given by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, leading the aid prayer in Tehran. The grounds there holding so many people who have come out the leader, obviously inspiring everybody on this very special day, which is the Eid al-Fitr. And it's a crowning moment for the faithful and for Muslims here in the capital, Tehran, and not only here, but also throughout the world. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution made a point to cover what this aid means for Muslims. A couple things that he pointed out to, which are very significant, aside from the fact that this is a day that Muslims need to unite, and that this is a day where people have to come together. He mentioned the Quds Day March, which happened this past Friday, which was the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, which is what just came to an end, and that the great march of the Iranian nation on that day in support of the people of Palestine, since their cause is something that Muslims need to unite for. Of course, this is the conclusion of the holy month of Ramadan, which culminates in the celebration of the Eid al-Fitr, which is one of the important holidays for Muslims. Just a quick note on Ramadan, where the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, where Muslims fast from dawn to sunset. This was 30 days that this occurred in which they refrained from any type of hedonistic desires throughout the day. And it is believed that this month it was the first verse of the Holy Quran that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. Now, in here in Iran today marked Eid al-Fitr, but in some other countries actually Tuesday was Eid al-Fitr. But of course here we saw that this is the day that we're celebrating it. Now what you see there is the Musalla, which is a huge holy site north of the capital, Tehran. And authorities here and officials actually provided 2,500 plus buses for these people to come to this site. And basically that's it. Again, this is a very important day. We wish everybody a happy Eid al-Fitr, and we thank you for joining us for this live coverage. We return now to broadcasts.